Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and today's date is June the 9th in the year of 2021. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we have a very, very exciting show for you today. And if you join us on a regular basis, you know the slogan for the show: if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, serves as an economic blueprint for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation, design, and workforce development training companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, also to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally, also to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Also, this show is brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. We're also brought to you every week by the National Association of Blacks in Solar. And you can get more information on the National Association of Blacks in Solar by logging on to Blacks, BlackinSolar.org. That's BlacksInSolar.org. And you can also get more information about our BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative by logging on to Positive Change. That's P-O-S-T-I-V-E-C-H-A-N-G-E, P as in Paul, C as in cat.com. And you will be able to get more information on that initiative. And this initiative is bringing you this program this morning and every Wednesday for the last 5 years over the World Wide Web, over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We are streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And you can also get this program by logging on to iTunes. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, I have a very, very exciting show for you today. We are blessed to have a guest this morning. We have the founder of Melon Solar and the Weave IQ, which is a new form of blockchain protocol, which is a game changer. And as we always like to say, without further ado, welcome, John, to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Thank you very much, Ronald. It's a pleasure to be here with you all and the listeners.
As you've heard, my name is John Wanaina Karanja. I'm from Kenya, East Africa, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of Melanin Solar, which is a startup that's building a distributed energy platform built on blockchain technology. We are building our solution to enable communities across Africa to trade energy with each other peer-to-peer on the blockchain. And as Ronald said, we are leveraging both the Bitcoin network as well as a custom protocol called the WISE protocol to incentivize adoption of solar energy on the continent.
Well, John, I didn't want to change your father's last name, and I was struggling with the pronunciation, so thanks for bailing me out on my program this morning, okay? Okay. Well,
you're welcome.
John, it's been more than a pleasure. I had the privilege of meeting you through Mr. Tom, and last name S-H-U-R-N, Shurn. And I didn't want to change his father's last name. That's why I spelled it out. But Tom is a instructor at the what we call the Mecca here in the Washington, D.C. area, is known as the real HU. We call it Howard University. He's in the School of Engineering, and he's been doing some very exciting things with you, John. And, I mean, you are here in America right now on a trip, and would you sort of share with our listening audience, because as I began to read what you are doing with Melanin Solar, you're enabling communities to produce their own solar energy through consumption and self-access energy through peer-to-peer model to underserved neighbors. This will enable the deployment and distribution of efficient solar microgrids ecosystems across Africa. We are doing this by building infrastructure, which includes a set of tools, protocols, and applications. At the same time, through the Academy, we intend to reduce the huge storage of engineers who can be leveraged to develop, deploy, and maintain our solution across Africa, which has a high pool of potential talent with its huge youth population. Now, I want to zero in on that, John, because I think that there is a collaboration that can be worked with our HBCUs, some of our schools of engineering, some of our business schools, with your engineers doing the training through your academy. So would you sort of give us some information on, number one, why you're in the States, what you're doing right now, and how this academy will work? And would it be open for African-American students who might be interested in being trained by your academy to learn this new technology form? Because you're on the cutting edge.
Well, thank you. Yes, I am in the United States for the past week, mainly to connect with different partners and entrepreneurs who are working in the Bitcoin space. There was a huge Bitcoin conference in Miami, I was able to connect with a lot of colleagues who are building out this, what we call this distributed financial technology that will enable the development of many interesting solutions, including what we're doing with WISE and Melanin Solar. So, in terms of the protocol, the WISE protocol is an open source protocol that has been engineered by a number of collaborators, and one of whom is a student at Howard University. And we've been able to leverage talent from the continent Africa and the U.S. We've had some contribution from developers in Israel, and we've been able to move forward and deploy our system in Kenya, at a place called Kajiado, which is sort of a rural area where the Maasai community live. And this is our first pilot project, and we were able to deploy 4,000 kilowatt hour installation at a dispensary with the idea that these three key institutions in the community provide power nearing households. And ensure that it's a robust solution that can scale anywhere in Africa and even beyond. I think one of the things that was very interesting and sort of surprised me was the interest from the Caribbean countries in our solution, because we do realize we share some of the same challenges in terms of reliable access to energy. So we are looking beyond Africa. Africa is where the solution will be built and tested, but it can certainly scale anywhere in the world where it's needed, particularly amongst Black people. So the rationale behind the solution is there's a saying that the sun shines brightest in Africa, and we have a huge potential for solar because generally, the African continent has a high solar reliability index, which means the amount of solar energy that hits the African continent is quite high, but remains untapped. And this is a potentially huge economy, estimated to be about $2 trillion, that Black entrepreneurs in the solar energy space and in the blockchain space can work together to deploy a solution that solves this problem of lack of access to energy. Yeah, so we're looking forward to engage people who are interested in the space move forward and deploy this technology throughout. Hello?
Can you hear me? Okay, now I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a little technical difficulties this morning, but I think we've resolved that problem because if you can hear me, then I can hear you. We can just go ahead. But you specifically had some specific needs of being able to get suppliers to be able to purchase the actual physical solar panels, the rackings, and the equipment that you need for these projects on the continent in the African nations. And you specifically needed those companies to be able to accept this form of blockchain cryptocurrency as payment. And I think that that was one of the obstacles that you have been running up against. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yeah. It's really about education because what we found is a lot of Africans and Black people as well do not have the information on what's happening in terms of the digital transformation of the internet and the arrival of digital currencies and cryptocurrencies. In Kenya, we are lucky because we've had a digital currency for about 15 years. So the technology sort of evolved naturally within our context. So one of the things we're doing is creating a Melanin Academy where we already have a lot of information on the website, www.melaninacademy, around cryptocurrencies, decentralized finance, DeFi, and so on. And we are training our own engineers and have developed a curriculum for training engineers in solar. So that's one of the key things we want to do is train about 2,000 engineers to deploy and maintain our systems over the next 3 to 4 years in Africa alone.
on that note, John, you indicated that you need to train about approximately about 2,000 engineers. Have you had an opportunity to speak with the National Association of Black Engineers or any of those groups that could, that would be able to link you into that talent pool? Or have you ever, have you had some discussions with any groups that could put you with a pool of students, African-American students who are interested in this area? Because to me, that is something that should be a natural way, and there should be actual ways to find the financing through blockchain. Now, I did send you a grant, some information on something called the I'll pull that information up because I don't want to put information out over the airways that's not correct. But it talks about how the process of being the blockchain technology is actually the infrastructure behind, which is called mining, is the valuable asset of blockchain or the blockchain protocol is the actual value of the cryptocurrency, because the price of a currency may fluctuate, but the infrastructure that allows the transmission of these transactions and that technology is an infrastructure. And I'm pulling up this information right now as we speak on a email that I sent you that talked about the way that the technology could be utilized, in that it was almost $9 trillion in that area. Did you get that email I sent to you?
I got the email on DeFi, but I do concur with
I'm talking about DeFi. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Because as you know, I'm in class today with my listening audience. That's why I'm trying to look at the information and read directly from that, because it was talking about DeFiing in the cryptocurrency industry. I know that you are very, very versed in that industry, but did that particular video serve as, of any value to what you are trying to accomplish?
Yes, indeed. I've been in this space for the past 7 years, and I've seen how the space has evolved in terms of speculation, which has been the initial use of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, and they're now in, which is where you need to go. So, for example, DeFi is really a reworking of the financial system, such as sort of hub that you have in the world, where all that they do is being taken and manifested as smart contracts on the blockchain. So essentially, when a brick and mortar bank is being a code that is dependent on the blockchain and to offer services such as lending, as well as different financial services. So at Melanin Academy and also the WISE protocol, really focus on utility, because that is the area that we can control and advance through education. And I believe that this is where black people focus, because as long as you're building real family,
Hello, John? We seem to...
Hello?
Yes, Yes, John, we seem to I thought I had lost you there for a second. I was actually looking for the information that I had sent out to you concerning that DeFi information on blockchain. But that, nevertheless, I think you did an excellent job in explaining to our listening audience how these cryptocurrencies are being mined and how these different technologies like Ethereum and other forms of cryptos have arisen. Now, the unique part about the WIVE, what you're doing is specifically designed for renewable energy or solar energy. And you have a video that is very, very educational in that aspect. And when do you think you will have that finished so you can get that information out? Because I'm going to be posting that on my website with the article that I have downloaded in our blog that is up on Positive Change right now, and our listening audience can log on to positivechangepc.com. They can click on our news and events tab, and they will see the article introducing the Mellon Solar and the great work that you are doing, John. I'm very, very interested in finding out what specifically are your needs right now. Who do you need to be sitting down with here in the U.S. to sort of make these things come to fruition that you're working on?
Yes, thank you. So we have a mini documentary, as you say, that's coming out, that's being by one of the institutions that funded us. So I imagine it should be out within the next month. But we also have another video that we developed in-house that I could share with you in the meantime for your audience. So we're reaching out essentially to develop and maintain the blueprint. We're looking for partners, EPCs, who are interested in working in this market, whether it's Africa or the Caribbean, to look at this new model so that we can educate them and see how we can fit in, the already existing ecosystem. Because what I predict is there's going to be a very huge land grab for solar, what I would call solar-based assets around the world by, Europeans, Chinese, Americans. So I think it's important for blacks in solar to ensure that they are ahead of the curve by adopting some of this innovative technology. So the other thing, we're also looking to, base ourselves out of Miami because we believe that Miami flows Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency projects, so we can be better connected with our community here in the United States.
Well, on that note, John, I have been blessed to have a friend by the name of Fred Alladende, who is the founder and CEO of the Foundation for Democracy in Africa. And Fred and I have talked. He's very, very interested in us looking forward to the Zoom call on Friday morning at 10 that we'll be holding, but you have had an opportunity to speak with Fred, and I sent him the information, and what Fred's organization has been doing for the last over 20 years is putting together trade fairs in Africa as well as in the U.S., bringing products manufactured from the different African nations and goods and services, and having congressional hearings on Capitol Hill on the imbalance of the African trade that a lot of our folks here just don't understand, that there is an imbalance between the what is shipped and supplied to our African nations in relationship of what of our African countries are in the agricultural aspect, producing the actual raw materials such as cotton and other materials that are actually some of the richest and highest grade cottons that are grown on the planet are grown in our African nations, and they're shipped to this country and made in and processed into clothes and services, and then they're shipped back to our African countries, and it basically creates a trade imbalance. So his organization works with all of the African embassies here in Washington, D.C., as well as all of the trade ministers. And I am sure that we're going to be able to work together to find a way to help Melon Solar reach its goals and objectives. And as I indicated to you in my first conversation, I will do whatever is in my power working as the president of Positive Change, as well as the National Association of Blacks in Solar, to plug you into our contacts and our other companies that have the expertise in the area that you need. If they don't have it, they know where to find it. So that's what it's all about. It's time for us as African and African Americans to stop talking and the work of doing in a collaborative effort. And I am so very, very glad that Todd introduced us and that we'll be able to formulate this working relationship for everyone's mutual benefit, because believe me, it's not just the African continent and it's not just the Caribbean as it looks at the underdevelopment of solar in the African-American communities. It is no different here in the U.S. as it is on the continent of Africa because of public policy, because most of our southern states are in what we call regulated markets. That means it's been controlled by the gas, coal, and oil lobby for the longest. Solar industry in the United States has only a 3% market penetration, but it has generated more jobs than any other form of energy in the utility sector. But the African American, our young people with our degrees and our certifications, are not being hired at the rate that we deserve and demand. So the National Association of Blacks in Solar sees this as a natural working relationship between our African American solar design, installation, and development training companies as another way of introducing this actual training as an up-and-coming new technology that our young people here in America, the African-American, our African-American youth, need to be exposed to, they need to be introduced to, and it is in a pilot format that makes it this such an outstanding project. Now, believe it or not, I only asked you for 30 minutes of your time, brother, and I know how valuable time is. We've done 30 minutes already in this interview. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listening audience before closing? Because I don't like to hold people past what I asked of them. Is there anything would you like to share with our listening audience in terms of how they get in contact with you, and your telephone number and all that information is on my website at positivechangepc.com. They can go to the website at positivechangepc.com. All they'll have to do is scroll down, to click on news and events, and scroll down to introducing Melon Solar with YIO is an open source blockchain protocol, and all of their information is there. There's a live link above the picture in the left-hand corner that goes directly to your website. So I will be uploading this podcast 5 minutes after we finished. It will be all over the world. It will be on Twitter, Facebook, and Link, and we send it out, and we have listeners on the continent as well as in Europe. So you're not just being heard nationally, but you're being heard internationally. Through this technology, we have a chance to make this new blockchain protocol WISE a game changer, because everything is about understanding how the financial networks and markets work. And climate change is a worldwide challenge. So these technologies to bring this solution of how do we build large-scale and community-based solar projects in Africa as well as in the Mississippis, the Alabamas, the Floridas, the South Carolinas, the North Carolinas can become a reality, because we have the land, we have the technology, our HBCUs have to get on board with this, because this is only a natural step that we should be in with open arms, welcoming you in with what you and your business associates have already accomplished, but so much more can be accomplished with actual financial and political connections that you need to make things go, because nothing happens without politics.
Yes, Asante, I think the only thing I can add to those wonderful remarks is the cryptocurrency and blockchain technologies now allow for inclusion for people who have previously been excluded. And we Black people know all too well our history. So it's up to us to take our own initiative and learn about this technology, learn about Bitcoin, learn about blockchain, learn about mining, and become players in the space, particularly one where we have a huge advantage, which is access to solar. So I would say for the engineers,
well, John, I'm going to go right ahead. That's what I was going to ask you. Please give out the web address and a phone number.
Yes. Yeah, so for engineers, you can go to www.melanin.academy. Melanin is melanin.academy. For people interested in partnering, they can go to melanin.solar. And you can reach me on Telegram, or you can join our Telegram group, which is the easiest place to reach me, which is at BitHub Africa, B-I-T-H-U-B Africa, A-F-R-I-C-A. So those are my contacts, and then from there we can engage. Otherwise, Sana Ronald, I've enjoyed myself today.
Well, thank you very much, John, and it's been a privilege to have you. And when you go back to the continent, this is not your last time on this platform, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You won't be a stranger, for sure. So thank you very much for being on with us today on Solar Now in the Future. And I will make sure that we give out that information, those contact numbers once again here over the show before we end it today. And like I said, I want to thank you once again for being a guest on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America, as we will take a slight pause for the calls here. And we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America in just a few minutes here as we pause for the cause on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. So you have a great day, John. Okay? Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. And that was John. And he is the founder and president of Melon Solar and WISE IQ Open Blockchain Protocol. And they are doing some outstanding things And we will be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America as we take a slight pause for the cause here on the
What's singing? I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song. What's singing? I can tell. Sing it. You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And yes, I'm your host. The number is RFI. Now, this particular request asks for a number of things as it relates to the RFI to gather stakeholders with input on sustainable, cost-effective, and end-of-life practices for solar panels, which we call photovoltaic PV systems, which we know them as solar panels. Common. Interest in this area is June the 14th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the deadline for you getting that information out. So what we try to do here is bring news that people can definitely use on this show. We also want to look at how there has been a scoreboard put together called in the scoreboard in the this particular topic is an initiative, and this was written by a staff member with the Initiative for Energy Justice, and it was published on June the 6th, 2021. Now, this particular initiative addresses the following. What can we justice in the field of work, the Justice 100 scoreboard answers this question specifically in the context of renewable energy standards, which is known as renewable portfolio standard legislation. And what that means to our listening audience is that each state passes legislation that says this amount of energy that's going to be used in these market demographics must come from a renewable source, whether it be wind, solar, hydroenergetics, or nuclear. Believe it or not, nuclear energy is considered a form of clean energy, even though you got to still deal with the fuel rods that take fossil fuels to power those fuel rods. So, and we know about the contamination with nuclear. So with not jumping into all that, that is what it means for jurisdiction. And the U.S. Senate has passed legislation by year 2025, all 50 states must have already put forth a renewable portfolio standard legislation for that specific state as how they will address and combat climate change. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Climate change is the driving engine behind that. When we begin to look at that, we know that the Biden administration has made a strong commitment to address these issues in the infrastructure bill. We also know that we have a incompetent Congress where one portion of Congress deals with the illusion of what truth is. Can you believe what you saw on January 6th or don't believe your lying eyes that it ever existed? It's like saying that the states that have come out with legislation talking about we don't want to deal with the race theory. It ain't no race theory. The fact of the matter is something called chattel slavery took place in this country for 400 years, which my ancestors helped build this country. We have not received any form of reparations, acknowledgments are just coming forth on a lot of the massacres that have taken place since then, such as Tulsa, such as Rosewood, the Arkansas. We can go on, and we're not doing that this morning, but I just want to drop that in the hat to let people understand that everything has a connection, okay? Now, 100% laws are necessary, renewable energy legislation laws are necessary, but not significant for just transformative and holistic transition to renewable economy. The law varies a lot, and that's what I indicated, from state to state, particularly in terms of their successes and failures in advancing energy justice, and the tool for more consistent comparison and drawing lessons is valuable. Advocates and policymakers need tools to design, implement 100% laws that truly foreground equity in the transitions of renewables. The Justice in 100% Scoreboard is a evaluation tool. Laws passed by state territories in the summer of 2021, the IEJ will release scores for 10 states and territories that have made 100% energy commitments. And there is a breakdown, and you'll be able to get that information. There are links there on the website that you'll be able to go directly to that information. So that is very important, ladies and gentlemen, to look at the scoreboard. But there are a lot of other issues that we're going to touch on and we're going to look at with the last 12 minutes of our show today. But in the meantime, you know, if you'd like to join us, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number, because you'll be in our green room, and we want to bring you right on into the living room, set you down on the couch, and have a conversation here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And we know a number of things that are transitioning very, very rapidly is the renewable energy sector, as we look at what is going on. But I got an interesting email that came in from a young lady, and we're going to pull that information up, and we're going to take the time and opportunity to look at that. Our computer's moving a little slow this morning, so we're going to try to give it a chance to catch up, because we don't like to keep clicking on things and nothing's moving and nothing's opened up. So we see what we're working with here on that issue. So let's try the refresh button here before we do that, and we'll see what we can come up with here on the platform of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us this morning as we are experiencing a little technical difficulties here on our format as we normally do. We have to resolve those issues as we are going through, and we intend to get that done just for you here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, as we attempt to reload things here and get back onto our main page, we are still having some technical difficulties here this morning. So let me see how we can sort of get into these articles here by using our back office here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We'll see if that will help us, because we have been waiting for our computers to load here, and it's just not happening this morning. Yes, we have. We have it here now. Yes, we finally were able to get this. Now, I want you, if you're sitting down, I want you to know that this article was this short. Basically, it was a campaign that Sister Teresa Landrum, who is with the, who authored this, and she's with an organization called Forever Green Action. Hi, Ronald. Hi, friends. I've lived my entire life in one of America's most polluted zip codes, 48217, on the southwest side of Detroit. My neighbors and I have been breathing benzene, sulfur oxide, and hydrogen sulfide for years. Why? Because the racist policies that force majority black-owned neighborhoods like mine to bear the brunt of pollution have been the neighbors in their 20s have died of cancer. I lost my mother and my father to cancer. I am a survivor. In 2020, Joe Biden won the support of black voters in part because his promise to cut pollution and direct a 40% of environmental investment toward communities hit first and worst by climate crisis. Now with the American Jobs Plan, Congress has a chance to make good on its promises. A unserious, unexpected Republican infrastructure plan is another story the Democrats shouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. The GOP plan would do nothing to fight environmental racism that harmed the health of my family and my community, and it would increase pollution for all Americans regardless of zip codes. GOP infrastructure plans would perpetrate environmental justice injustices. Fossil fuel power plants would continue to pollute. Americans would continue drinking contaminated water. Energy bills and indoor pollution inequity would persist. Their high investments would increase air pollution. Well, I agree with everything she said, but I hope that you will go over there and see what she says. Now, you'll find this information on our website under our news and events tab, and there's a link so you'll be able to, in fact, get there. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to look at some other issues because there are a lot of things going on in the renewable sector, and we've got a few more minutes here on our platform today, and we want to make sure we use that time to bring you some valuable information, as we always say, news that you can definitely use. Now, if you scroll down, you will see something that says employment opportunities from the U.S. Department of Education. I think that is something that you want to look at because there are a number of opportunities from our various agencies that's there, the U.S. Department of Energy, of course. Bioengineering Technology Office will be hosting and featuring a number of events upcoming weeks. We invite you to register for the following event. Information webinar on biomass analysis technology, direct funding for opportunities. This will be June 17th, 2021 from 3 to 4 p.m. Webinar, Waste to Energy Technical Assistance Program. This is a webinar that will be coming up in the very near future. free webinars hosted by the Office of Personnel Management, okay? Writing your federal resume. And this is something that our young people need to be up on. This information is put there for them. We also will be looking at other student opportunities there. You have the International HBCU Exchange. Join the HBCU X for a virtual series to promote dynamic goals, enhance travel, host HBCU students, hear from HBCU alumni who have studied internationally, launch international careers, and get those coveted application tips from reputable and international programs like Fulbright, Boeing, and Critical Language Scholars, and Gilman. So, ladies and gentlemen, the information is here for you, and you'll be able to find that information up on our website here at Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. Now, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, our show has come to an end. But before we come to an end, we once again want to let you know who we are, what we do, and what we don't do. And we are a purchasing cooperative. And the purchasing cooperative, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, serves as what? An economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation, design, and workforce development training companies doing business in the U.S. to address the effects of the high energy costs at our historically black colleges and universities. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is important because after salaries for any universities, the number two fixed cost that drives up the cost of tuition is the energy cost at any university, and it's number two, is fixed. To utilize black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-Americans, men and women, locally and nationally, to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the African-American community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America, also brought to you by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. Once again, you know where to get more information on that initiative by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. You can click on our news and events, the GoFundMe link, and you'll get that information. Also, it's brought to you by the National Association of Blacks in Solar, Blacks, INSOLAR.org. And the slogan for the organization is Power for the People. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the close of another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. And you know how we do it here. We tell people here, don't meet us here next week, beat us here. So as we close out another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America.
I feel someone singing, I can tell, singing. I feel someone singing, I can tell, singing. You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it.